It's time to talk about what Vitality is up to in the space of do good and make sure that four good things happen. And remember, if you haven't already signed up, you need to go to discoveryforgood.co.za. That's discovery.forgood.co.za to see what is happening and to involve yourselves. You want to get involved, right? You're not just standing here watching the world go by, right? Yeah. All right. So, Dinesh, nice to see you.
Great to see you again, Gareth.
What's it like running Vitality?
It is an absolute privilege. I still don't know what I'm doing. There's new stuff every single day, but it's an absolute privilege to be in Vitality.
Well, speaking of privileges, I think most people in South Africa understand, as Hilton was saying earlier, none of us is an island, and that we all have something to deliver here for the greater good. And I know that Vitality is very involved with Move to Give. We must discuss that. Ubeka and the global impact. So let's start with Move to Give.
So if you just take Vitality, I mean, it goes all the way back to the core purpose that Hilton referred to around making people healthier. And it's the chassis in which all the other businesses have been built. It's very, very exciting space for our members. We've got 1.6 million people we're getting healthier who are members just in South Africa. Mm-hmm. Now, beyond that, and you go to, I'm going to start at the back of your question, which is the global impact.
Right.
We're very excited about 1.6 million members. Globally, today, there's 8.4 million Vitality members around the world.
Wow.
So the impact from all the work that's been done to internationalize the model has been phenomenal. And I think really creating a global brand that stands for making people healthier. So at a global scale, real, real massive impact. If you bring it back here, there's a couple of different things. The one is, you know, it's not just about the company being a force for social good, but it's also creating a platform for others to do social good. Now, South Africans are inherently generous people, a good and generous nation. And Move to Give was an idea. We built active rewards to incentivize, encourage people to get active on a regular basis. And it's done really well for us. And people love their free smoothie. But the one thing people love more than their weekly smoothie is giving back. And what Move to Give is, it creates a platform where anyone who's an engaged Vitality member can monetize their physical fitness into giving to charity. And
wow.
It's been phenomenal. We've had...
And so, people are volunteering to be a part of this, which is, again, another impressive thing about Vitality.
So what happens with active rewards is it's...
No one's being forced to do this.
No one's forced. They have a choice. And actually, the choice is literally, do you want a free coffee for yourself? Do you want a free smoothie? Or do you want a gift to charity? And the response has been overwhelming. So let me give you a few examples.
Okay.
The Knysna fires.
Yeah.
Over 25,000 donations were made by Vitality members on the Move to Give platform for the Knysna fires. It was breathtaking. It was over and above all the stuff that we're doing as Discovery to help out from Discovery Health and Discovery Insure, etc. At the beginning of the school year, over 20,000 people donated stationery packs to underprivileged children.
Wow.
And if you just, so really again.
Yeah, I think that deserves a round of applause. I heard one starting. That's very impressive.
And if you think about what's happened, what happened in Cape Town with the water shortage and people having to queue for water, 50 liter restrictions, those affected some areas harder than others. And our members donated, I think it's almost 100,000 members donated towards Cape Town water relief efforts to give, I think it's 500,000 liters of water as well as hand sanitizer in underprivileged areas. So we worked with Gift of the Givers to actually distribute that within Cape Town. So as a new cause comes up, people are just rallying towards it, and it's quite inspiring.
It's quite something to be at the forefront of developing all the things that you guys do and integrating that into people's lives, because it obviously has an impact, a positive one, on all of us. But do you feel that there's also broader acceptance and understanding of that beyond your clients? I mean, beyond the members of Vitality, for example.
I think so, but I think we've still got more to do. I think Discovery as a brand in South Africa has really, really grown, and Discovery Vitality with it. So people understand that we're about not just insurance, but behavior change. We're completely disruptive. It's not about the old model of insurance of, you know, something goes wrong, we pay. We'll also help you prevent something from going wrong. So whether it's in healthcare or in life insurance.
Right.
And I think people are getting that message. I think back to the challenge Johnny raised, which is, you know, we've got healthcare for the private sector and for the people that can afford it. But
yeah.
How do we get lower and lower down the pyramid and support more people? that's where a lot of our CSI initiatives are helpful. Where, you know, outside of members, you think about our staff, and staff want to get involved in a deeper way in society beyond just our membership base. And that's where we've got examples like the Vitality sponsorship of Kids Haven,
right?
Where that comes in.
So tell me about Rebecca.
So I'm going to try and say it the way I've been trained. Rebecca has been
almost.
A wonderful...
Any classas here who can correct it? Andronica.
Andronica gave me a pass mark there. So if you think about our partnership with Doug Ryder and his team, it is... So we're now their official wellness partner, and they are... their values and ours are completely aligned. They stand for world-class high performance.
Right.
They stand for... intellectual leadership behind that in terms of the science that they put into building the best pro cycling team in the world. So also a huge, huge ambition that's been built over years. And all of that for a purpose. If you look at some of the riders that have joined Team Kubeka, it's been because of their purpose rather than how much of money they have to actually fund riders and bring them on board. So the ability to donate thousands and thousands of bikes across Africa to get the continent moving, because that's a force for economic growth, has been really, really phenomenal. And I think we're just proud to be partners with them.